Gingerbread men have been a part of the holiday season for generations. Find out the truth about these terrifying creatures on tonight's Happy Mastiff Holiday Special.
Happy Mastiff, Happy Mastiff, just what a Mastiff ought to be. How you doing, folks? Good evening to you. Merry Christmas, as always. Welcome to the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special. You know, when it's the holiday season, I love visiting with some friends. So I'd like you to meet my new friend, the Bearded Baker. Welcome, Bearded Baker. Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Hi, Happy Mastiff. Merry Christmas. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing fantastic.
Excellent.
I'm just really, really happy to be here tonight and do my holiday special. So, what brings you here this special day?
Well, me and my beard are here to talk about gingerbread men.
That's a fantastic beard, by the way.
Thank you. I didn't quite finish shaving this morning.
Huh.
Cookies were burning. And
what part did you not shave?
The inside.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, I think it looks great.
Thank you, Happy Mastiff. I think yours looks pretty good.
Yeah, I never shave.
Hmm. Must be nice.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you were saying?
Well, I think we're here to talk about gingerbread men. What do you know about gingerbread men, Happy Mastiff?
Gingerbread men. I've seen them. My mom and dad hung some gingerbread on our Christmas tree. Gingerbread men.
Mm-hmm.
And they make them. They're ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen my human brothers and sister eat them.
Have you ever eaten one before, Happy Mastiff?
I've never eaten one before. I want one real bad.
Well,
they really, really like them, and I want to get my jaws on some of those.
You can't, Happy Mastiff.
You can't
eat them.
Why not?
Well, see, gingerbread men are not good for dogs because of the ingredient nutmeg. Dogs are allergic to that.
The meg of the nut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allergic to that.
So you can't have gingerbread men if you value your life, of course.
I do value my life and the life of all my canine brethren.
You should avoid, and all your canine brethren should avoid gingerbread men at all costs.
Bearded Baker really want one.
Well, you're in luck because pet stores around this time of year often have gingerbread men that you can purchase for dogs.
And they're
perfectly safe to eat. They don't have nutmeg in them.
No nutmeg.
No.
And they're for dogs.
Mm-hmm. So what do you know about gingerbread men, Happy Mastiff?
I know I better to keep away from them.
Sure, of course. Well, did you know that gingerbread men date back to the 15th century?
15th century? That sounds like a really long time ago.
It is a very long time ago.
It was before I was born?
It was way before you were born. It was before both of us were born.
So I'm 7, so this must be like 10 years ago.
No, it's way, way longer than that.
11.
No, try hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years? That seems impossible.
It is.
I'm amazed.
Right? You know, the first recorded instance of gingerbread men appear in the court of Queen Elizabeth I of England.
The first?
Yes, indeed.
The very first Elizabeth in all of history.
Maybe. She sure did like her gingerbread boys, though.
Is that true, Bearded Baker?
I don't know. I make stuff up sometimes. But this
Try
particular
to be factual,
fact.
Bearded Baker.
But this particular fact is true.
Okay.
And did you know that gingerbread men are not just a tasty snack to eat, but they also appear in fiction. For example, in the old fairy tale about the gingerbread boy who comes to life. Yeah. But then he runs away from the baker. He outruns an elderly couple and several
demon.
Animals.
That sounds like a demon. That gingerbread boy must be destroyed.
Unfortunately for him, eventually he gets eaten by a fox.
I'm glad. He sounds mischievous. Oh, Bearded Baker.
Yes?
Fox is a distant relative of mine.
I know. Do you think they're allergic to nutmeg?
I don't know. I was going to ask you.
I don't know. I mean, the story kind of ends there. It doesn't really say
if that
what
fox
happens.
Ate that gingerbread boy, that gingerbread boy got what he deserved. Sorry. I feel a little bloodthirsty for gingerbread men right now.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
I'm going to calm down. Okay.
What about, do you know what? Have you ever seen the play The Nutcracker?
I've heard of The Nutcracker. You're talking about a ballet.
It is. It's a ballet. Yeah. It's a ballet. Hmm. You may have seen the little Nutcracker figures in the stores, right?
Yeah, we got like 4 of them.
Okay, you shouldn't actually use
like
them to crack nuts because they're
they look like soldiers.
They do.
And you can put.
You're
not supposed to use them.
Well, you're not really supposed to use them. They're decorative. They're actually effigies, you know. So the ballet The Nutcracker was written in 1892 by Tchaikovsky. There's a hero the hero leads an army of gingerbread men against the Mouse King. Can you picture that? A whole army of gingerbread men?
Oh my dog. Wow. A whole army of those evil creatures.
And you better stay away from them, you know, because of the nutmeg and all that.
That smells amazing. Oh,
I can imagine. You ever played Candyland?
I've never played. Bearded Banker, I don't have any thumbs. I can't play. It's a board game.
I forget.
Quit taunting me, Bearded Banker.
Well, if you ever get thumbs, you should totally play Candyland, because the little main characters are, in fact, shaped like gingerbread men. Gingerbread people, I think that's more politically correct to say, is gingerbread people.
Gingerbread men, gingerbread
women. There's both. You can have men or women. It's 2019.
It's 2019. Sure. Folks. Okay, well, you know what? Bearded Banker, I think it's time for my special song.
All right.
I was wondering if you could help my friend the maestro cue that music.
All right, most certainly. Are you ready?
You gonna stick around?
Yes.
Excellent. Don't eat that gingerbread. Don't eat that gingerbread. Don't eat that gingerbread if you are a dog. Thank you very much, folks. We hope you have a fantastic evening and Merry Christmas. Good night.